Speaker 1.
So, my company supplies medical equipment and apparatus to hospitals, and that requires me to travel. It's, you know, a lot of waiting around in airports and checking in and out of hotel rooms. And that means I'm hardly ever in the office. Not much of a social life either. But without my smartphone, it'd be near impossible to know what was going on. It's the only way I can get to view the status of different orders and contracts on our database, and if needs be, it means I can chase up anyone who looks like a weak link in the chain of operations. The more sales I make, the greater the commission, you see. Having the phone means that I'm always in the loop and can keep an eye on things, and I'm grateful for that. You can't rely on anyone else in the office to update you on the latest developments.
Speaker 2.
Where we live is quite a way out in the countryside. Once you've left work and you've managed to get through all the city traffic, the roads are then fairly quiet for the rest of the way home. That's great for the peace and quiet on weekends, but if I'm driving in the dark and I know no one else will be there, well, it can be a bit creepy. Anyway, when I heard about this app, I downloaded it straight away. What it does is allow you to turn on the lights and TV or your sound system or whatever from wherever you are. I reckoned that'd scare off any would-be intruders, and it would mean I could come home to a less intimidating situation. The thing is, I set it all up and then, unbeknownst to me, my young son messed around with it and he altered it so that only the inside lights were functioning. So I guess I'll have to hide it from him now. That's the thing with technology. There's so much potential for it to go wrong.
Speaker 3.
It's something that my wife recently bought for me. And at first, I was actually a bit annoyed with her. I mean, what kind of message does that send to someone, buying them a piece of equipment like that? But, to be honest, it has actually made a big difference to my energy levels. I work from home and my lifestyle can be pretty sedentary, spending all day on the computer, I mean. But with this little gadget, you just clip it on and it measures how many steps you've taken a day and then converts that into the number of calories you've burnt off. I talked a couple of friends into getting one too, and now we text each other to find out what number the others have reached. It's competitive, but in a constructive way. And it's a cheaper approach than, say, joining a gym. The only thing I'd say is buy yourself a good one. Some of them aren't really well made, and you don't want the thing to fall apart.
Speaker 4.
I'd got to the point in life where I was thoroughly bored with my job, and so I took a bit of a risk and decided to go back into further education. I'd assumed that at least some of the other students would be around my age. But no, basically, they all seemed to be straight out of school. And so I thought, well, we don't have much in common, but my life experience will put me in a good position. I imagined I'd find the workload a lot easier. And then came the first lecture. There I was, pencil in hand, ready to take notes. And then I noticed that all the kids just got out their recording devices. If I'm honest, at the time I thought they were just being lazy. But it was a real strain trying to keep pace with the lecturer, and I kept missing bits. So I went out and bought a recorder for myself. But you know what? I can hardly understand that either. You play it back, and the sound quality is hopeless. I'm going to have to talk to the tutor and get some advice.
Speaker 5.
I'm a cardiologist and I absolutely love my work. And, of course, we're certainly well paid. But the fact that you can be on call at any time over a 48-hour period really rather puts you on edge. So when we're on call, we wear a pager so that the hospital can get through to you without difficulty. Someone asked me recently why they don't just text or call, but as you know, no matter how up-to-date a smartphone might be, no service provider is 100% reliable, and what if you'd accidentally turned it off? I suppose it's true that it doesn't go off that often, thank goodness, but I'm happier on the days I don't have to carry it about and worry about dropping it.